text for this morning from John chapter 21. I'll read verses 15 through 17. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The New Testament tells us a lot about St. Peter. We get quite a look into his personality. He was outgoing and outspoken. He promised to die with Jesus, but Jesus said no. He drew his sword to defend Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, but Jesus said, "Put it away." But when Jesus was arrested, Peter was not so outspoken. He began to fear for his life and denied even knowing who Jesus was. Imagine the terror going through his mind. And then imagine, after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter now has to face his Lord. How would you treat a friend who abandoned you when you could really use some help? Would you be angry? Would you hold a grudge? Or would you be forgiving and never even mention it again? Jesus is forgiving. His whole purpose of living and dying on earth is to forgive our sins and to atone for our sinfulness. And Jesus has an interesting way of showing Peter that he was forgiven. Peter had denied Jesus three times. Here Jesus asks Peter three times the same basic question and gives him the same basic instruction three times. "Do you love me? Then feed my lambs." Peter was a fisherman, not a shepherd, but he had become a disciple of Jesus now for 3 years, disciple meaning simply student or follower. And when Jesus said, "Feed my lambs," Peter knew that he was referring to the work of preaching the gospel to young and to old, proclaiming to young and to old, to lambs and to sheep, that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of all people, who died for our sins. And even yet, Peter's personality sometimes got in the way. God showed him that he could now eat all kinds of animals, and not just those considered kosher or clean in the Old Testament. But Peter was hesitant, caused problems between Jewish and Gentile Christians, so much that St. Paul has to come and correct St. Peter. But Peter did go on to fulfill what Jesus tells him to do here: feed my lambs. Peter's vocation came to be shepherd. We use the Latin word pastor, which means shepherd. Peter preached the gospel in many nations. He wrote 2 letters, which became part of the New Testament, because they were recognized as being inspired by the Holy Spirit. And in those letters, Peter reminds us about lambs and sheep. He reminds us of how Jesus was the lamb sacrificed for us. He understands that we too often are sheep that go astray. And he urges other Christian pastors, shepherds, and leaders to remember that they are servants of Christ, under-shepherds of the Good Shepherd, that they should shepherd the flock, feed the lambs, not out of compulsion or dishonest gain, but willingly and eagerly. Peter was willing and eager, but he had to learn to temper his zeal, to think carefully in caring for the people of God who struggle with sin, who lived in a time of persecution. And he did learn to do this. He became a tender and caring pastor. He became an honored leader of the church. In his letters, Peter encourages and comforts those who live under persecution that they should suffer patiently for the Lord. He tells us to honor earthly rulers and masters, even when they are harsh with us. And he reminds us that here on earth, We are strangers and pilgrims. Our true home is in heaven. Peter learned to hold back his brashness and his zeal. Instead of taking up the physical sword, now he uses the more powerful weapon of God's word, which has power to give life instead of death. He understands that we grow in faith and understanding from childhood on. First, he says, we need the milk of the word to know that the Lord is gracious. Just like the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, he learned the word of God, just as the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple learned the word of God and studied it with his parents and his teachers. So we learn to know God's word by studying it, meditating on it, pondering it in our hearts. Peter knew what it was to be afraid of God, to be separated from God, to have denied God. And so he quotes in his letters the prophet Hosea, who said, "Once you were not a people, but now you are people of God. You had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy." He understands and preaches repentance and forgiveness because he had denied Jesus, repented, and been forgiven. Peter learns not to trust in his own strength and his own power, but to rely entirely on God. We get a hint of that in our text when Peter says, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Peter understands that God knows all things that we have done and all things that we are thinking. And that can be frightening when we consider our sins of thought, word, and deed. But God also knows us as a tender shepherd knows his sheep and calls us by name, bringing us back to himself in forgiveness and comfort, just as Jesus does here with Peter. "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter learned to trust the word of God above all else because he was an eyewitness of the Son of God on earth. He saw Jesus in his deepest humiliation, in his persecution, in his crucifixion. But he also saw Jesus in his glory on Easter morning and the mountain of transfiguration. He says, "These are not cunningly devised fables. These aren't just stories. But this is the honor and glory that belongs to Jesus because he is the Son of God, the only Savior of all from all sin, the fulfillment of all the Word of God in the Old Testament." Peter heard that voice of God from God the Father speaking from the cloud. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It is through Peter that the Holy Spirit also gives us that scripture passage that is one of the core objectives of Bethany Lutheran College: grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is so that we may be lifelong students, lifelong disciples of Scripture and of Jesus Christ, learning the way to heaven by grace, through faith, because of Jesus. Here we are and remain lambs and sheep of God until the Good Shepherd leads us through the valley of the shadow of death and into our eternal home, where there are always green pastures, still waters, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here on earth, God feeds us in the pastures of his holy gospel through shepherds like Peter, whom he sends to us, who learn to fulfill Jesus' command, "Feed my lambs." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us join together in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.